Kurt, it's John. I was just listening to your podcast where you were talking about the time that I found Dennis the Robot. Yes, I found Dennis the Robot on the side of the road. It said, free, take me. That was in 2006. I met my future wife in 2009, whose dad is Dennis. And as I said, my future wife, we got married and we have kids. And my youngest is Dennis. So there you go. There you have it. It's weird how things happen.
Hurry before the ants come.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Can I smell your...
Uh-oh. You're going to smell the beer.
Yeah.
Those ants are going to get drunk, aren't they?
Yeah. Those ants are going to get drunk. Those ants are going to get really big.
Ooh, I want to show you. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Come on, buddy. I want to show you something.
Yo, go.
Oh, wait.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, hold on a second. We got to try something here.
Yo.
Hey, Ella.
Ella's Panthers chips.
Hey.
Live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah.
Joshua.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What just happened? He had Legos for eyes, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really crazy.
It would be funny if you could get my grandma to say something in your microphone.
Oh, yes.
You know what I was thinking? Huh. I interview her sometimes. Really?
That's a good microphone.
So, the interview.
Who do you interview?
Of interviews.
Well, so I'll ask her questions about, because she has a fascinating history, because she grew up on Taylor Street.
Oh, so yeah. The old neighborhood.
They were all crunched into, 13 kids with the two parents were crunched into...
Overcrowded.
A two-flat or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I always ask her a bunch of questions about, living, she lived through the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, the Depression, the Roaring Twenties. And so...
Oh, my gosh.
Asking her questions, specific.
So you lived on Taylor Street?
Oh, and then also she...
was born on Taylor Street.
Does she have hearing aids in both ears?
He asked you a question.
Wow. So, yeah, you have to talk really loudly.
Okay.
Kind of yell at
him. I remember him.
He asked you a question just now.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I wasn't loud enough. So, okay, so you lived on Taylor Street?
Yeah.
And what was that like, growing up with so many kids?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of friends. Yeah, it was real nice.
Was it good?
Did you play in the neighborhood a lot?
Huh?
Did you play in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Tell them about the music that you played when your family was playing music, and then everybody would look in your window and watch your family play.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What happened? What was that like? What happened? Tell
My
me that story.
My father would play the guitar.
Yeah.
Folk. He'd sing on the porch.
Oh.
I had a girlfriend on the next block. She used to hear him.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she would join him.
That's oh, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So she...
That's so cool.
So she would come over and she would join him?
Your
friend?
Played instruments.
Oh, wow.
That was...
The girls didn't play nothing.
Ronnie's got
one.
We
have a very...
The boys didn't play.
Our whole family, all of our families are very musically inclined.
That's awesome. Yeah, so is
artistic
mine.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's really cool. Not I mean, just with, you and
I
Scott and even your dad and,
yeah.
and then girl family and then, of
oh my
course,
gosh,
George.
A fly?
And
we have artists, too.
It's like... Artists you, and musicians, like,
you know,
in
the summertime,
wow,
summertime,
very,
we sleep on the porch
in the summertime.
Right. Nobody bothered us.
Just out in the open? Just out in the open, under the stars?
We take put a blanket on the porch.
Yeah.
Nobody bothered us.
Wow.
You can't do that now.
No, it's very rare.
They were not closed in.
Incredible. So you just sleep on the porch under the stars.
No,
like you're camping.
The front porch downstairs.
Oh, downstairs.
Front.
Oh, okay.
The house. We're facing the street.
Oh, that's great. Did a lot of people do that?
Well, we did anyway.
We're
yeah.
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 He's kind of like, I'm here.
He's like, nobody came after me.
How many people could you fit on the porch?
I was just running in the street.
Well, I don't know.
Joshua was in changing.
Just go for a quick job.
It was so hot in the house.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Went for a quick run, now you're back.
Wow, that's incredible.
Could be doing a 5K run at the end.
What was that like to see all of these inventions throughout time? You know, watching the computer.
And oh, yeah. Across country.
They used to have street dance.
Oh, yeah?
They had a band playing. You would dance in the street.
Oh, that's great.
That's how Lynn picked up all the women.
Did they do that a lot? A lot of parties in the street? Did they do that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot of street dancing. We did that in Brookville, too.
We had the fire hydrant right across the street from our house.
Who opened that one, the fire hydrant?
And the people, they would put it on, you know, when it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
1950s.
You probably
and
they would
put
the
thing
on. Oh, yeah,
no. Water
pressure.
Oh, they would open up the fire hydrant?
They would push the people right under the water.
Yeah.
They would push them under the water? So
why did they push the people under the water?
It was such...
The people, they're, you know...
So much pressure.
They would you know that sometimes they would sit on the fire hydrant and make it go high.
Oh.
And then you run under the water. I never did.
Sure.
Oh, come on.
Grandma, you were the one that turned it on.
You probably
supervised,
did.
Yeah.
Yes. Trying to act all innocent here. She probably did. Then anybody else that wanted
something?
To be, you know, do dishes shower. Or take a bath, they had no pressure.
Oh, yeah, okay,
house.
Let's make something. Let's make something. Do you want to get the Legos ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make something.
I didn't do it right.
Well, I didn't do it right.
Looks like you dipped your fingers in something.
It was too thick.
Was it oil of Olay?
Oil of Olay.
Maybe you need some nail polish from...
I have the dinner
lunch.
From the 2000s.
Oil of Olay.
Look at this.
Oh, there's some in the fridge.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
when
do
I
these
do that,
plug in
then
here?
You grab
oh. Oh. Oh, wait. Can we actually put things on the top of this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold on. Let's try something. Let's try something. What? I didn't know you could do something like that. Are you kidding me? That is crazy. You could put them right on there. Now, what is this? I feel like this goes to something. What does that go to?
I think this only goes on the top of these.
Oh, it goes on top of it. That makes sense. Oh, yeah. The circles, right? It goes on a circle somehow? Interesting.
Uh-huh. See what I got?
This could actually be like a tail on something, couldn't it? Like,
yeah.
Okay, let's see. What kind of things can we build? Let's think. Do you want to keep making it really tall?
Yeah.
Or do you want to... Okay, so here, how about this?
Making it tall.
I'm thinking about this. Let's take some of these out of here. Get some of these big Legos. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll put that over.
When I slide these down, then you grab them.
Okay. Oh, there it is. We got another one. Yep. Whoa, there we go. Yep, okay. Another one. Ooh, another one. Yep. Good job. Ooh, very good. Very good job. Ooh, very, very good. You're professional. You're a professional Lego unpacker. Unpacking Legos. Ooh, that's good. That is good. That is real good. I mean, that is real good. Hi, Joshua. Hello, little Joshua. Ready? High five. High five. And then, boom. It's so funny. It's so funny when you can teach kids to... Oh, my gosh.
Eat them
all.
Can you
like
grab
this.
Them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Ooh, what is this? There looks like a little, like, oh, what's that? What's that thing?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, I'm so heavy.
Oh, yeah, those are his guys. Oh, so heavy. There's so many cars in there, huh?
A
lot of cars.
So
she wants to make, oh, I gotcha. So she wants to make, what are your thoughts? You want to make that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's
you want to try that? So Ella,
look at that.
Who else?
Like
who else
this.
Came up to you that you didn't know?
I didn't realize it was Sean Jurgensen until... Because that's why I asked him to write his phone number down. I'm like... Because I was hoping he'd put his name on there. And, because he was telling me that he might be able to get Yachtly Crew into some places, I guess,
he knows a lot
around
of people.
Here.
Yeah, he.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, write your number down. So I texted it off to the Yachtly Crew guys. I mean, it's crazy because like some of these people I haven't seen in eons, and like then they're talking Mike Kent, I could barely recognize.
Mom
like
didn't
I didn't even
know it was him.
I didn't know it was
really?
Him.
Until we got home, and she was talking to him and his wife the whole time.
She didn't know it was Mike Kent. Oh no.
She's like, oh, is that who that was?
I couldn't believe it because he came up to me. He's like, hey Kurt, how's it going? And I'm like looking at him like. Hey man, how's it going? And I'm looking at him, like trying to like morph him into like a younger kid. Like, okay, how do I reckon? That's
like
Mike Kent. Holy moly, that guy's huge. He's a bit. I remember how big his dad was, or is, or was.
Dude,
or
the funny thing is, you'll see a picture of him and his dad and his brother. His brother's bigger than all three of you. Joking.
What?
Dude, I'll show you.
You and I noticed his little daughter, Mike's little daughter, looked just like a little Joey Kent, a little female Joey Kent.
That's
looking
funny.
At her, I'm like. She looks like little Joey.
Her sister when she was little. I don't know what she looks like now.
Oh my gosh. Was she at the picnic too?
No.
No, she wasn't there? Oh shoot. Mike Volpe, was he there?
Uh-huh.
I thought that was him, but I saw him out the corner of my eye, but I'm like, I wasn't sure, and I'm
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah,
now I'm kinda I'm wishing I would have said hi to him. I try to get everyone that I was recognizable to me and everything and but it's just great to like it was so great to catch up with these guys, you know, to get see them all at the same location all at once. And Jim was like, oh yeah, each year you see different people come in each time and some people can make it one year and some people can't make it another year. And I mean, he must be so proud of himself for like organizing this thing, getting it up and going. He was telling me, he and his wife would tell me that he's the one who organized the entire wedding. I didn't realize he was such a great organizer.
Mm-hmm.
He organized their wedding, everything.
He did.
She goes, why don't you just tell me the date and I'll show up. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's totally the opposite of a bridezilla, you know, who's got, like, every little tiny little thing. I'm just like, wow, that is
he does
awesome.
A phenomenal job.
I couldn't believe how well, I mean, to get all those people together. I love the fact that Alan came out from the city. Jason McNeil, I texted. He's like, oh, man, of course you're in town. I'm in Florida right now. I'm like, oh, man, next time.
And the stork was there.
That was so cool. He showed up. Oh my God, that was great. And I got his story. I was able to record him and his story about how he, like, his inner workings with 311 and stuff. How he helped out with the Midwest promotion and stuff. I'm like, okay, so if I talk to these guys and say Scott Madden, they should pretty much know who you are, right? If I jar their memory a little bit, he's like, we spent a lot of time together. We partied. Oh yeah.
Uncle Carter.
Yes.
Let's make something.
Okay, let's do it.
With the big Legos?
But man, it was... I felt like embarrassed, like, because then Sean's like, oh yeah, remember that, you know, he's like, oh yeah, what do you think that funny video I sent? And I'm like, going through my memory banks, I'm like, okay, it's got to be Facebook. And then as I'm looking at it more and more, I'm like, oh wait, I recognize his profile pic now, you know? And I just felt like, oh shoot, you know, I felt bad, because like a lot of these guys, they're... They just look, you know, different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll be tipsy in no time.
But it was so cool. It was so great to come across those guys. And like once we started talking, I'm like, okay, I recognize you more and more the more we're talking. And
of course, Paul.
Oh my God, Paul was great. He showed me this guy named Boca or Bota, the gazer. And what this guy does, he's like, dude, this is,
hi there.
He's like, this is the best sham I've ever seen. And you want me to flip you over? You want me to flip you over? Want to do a little? Oh yeah, there he is. He already goes for it. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Yep. Oh. Oh, Ella. How about? Do you want me to flip you over?
Let him play with you.
I'll flip you over too. Here. Ready? Here. Now you got to remember to tuck your head. Okay. Ready? Here. Hold on. Let me get your legs. Go ahead. Put. No. You're doing good. Go ahead. Put your. Oh, wheelbarrow. Okay. Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow time, it's wheelbarrow time. Hey, everybody, it's wheelbarrow time. Look at this girl, she's moving real fast. She's got the legs of an arm. She's got arms of like legs, boom, boom. She's got arms of like legs. She's moving real fast, she's moving through the grass. She's walking on the sidewalk. Yo, 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 walking on the sidewalk. Boop, 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 boop. You are so good. I bet you right now you would win the wheelbarrow race. If we were to do a wheelbarrow race, we're going right around a corner, right around a corner, boop, 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 right around a corner, right around a corner. Do you want me to hold you up higher up like this?
Yeah.
Is that better? Is that easier? Zip, 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 zip. Oh my gosh, you are so fast. I can't believe it. Ella, this is crazy. All right, try to. Oh my gosh. That is amazing. That is so good. I cannot believe it. Let's see if we can make a little JoJo do the wheelbarrow. Okay, little JoJo, let's do wheelbarrow time. Okay, wheelbarrow time. Here, let's go around the grass. Let's go around the grass. This is the guy. He's got some weight to him. Okay, ready? Okay, here, hold on. Go ahead, bend over, bend over. Let me get your... Oh, he wants to do a forward roll right away. Look at him. Beep. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's try a wheelbarrow. Okay, ready? Let's try a wheelbarrow. All right, go ahead. Here, go. Go ahead. Bend over, bend over, bend over. Go ahead, bend over. Put your hands on the grass. Okay, here, hold on. All right, now walk. Walk with your hands. Walk with your hands. Walk with your hands, JoJo. Walk with your hands. Walk with your hands, JoJo. Walk with your hands. Walk with your hands, JoJo. Walk with your hands. Okay, here we go. Oh, forward roll time. Oh my gosh, that guy. All right, let's do a wheelbarrow with you now. Okay, JoJo, watch this. Watch what we do with your sister. Oh my gosh, look at this. Look how crazy. Come on, Joe. Come on, let's go. Come here, Josh. Come on over here. Come here, come on, check it out, check it out. Check it out over here. Come on, JoJo. JoJo, JoJo, JoJo. Bum, bum, bum. Uh-oh. Hold on a second, Ellie. He's around the corner still. Hold on, let me go find him just so he didn't run out in the street. No, no, don't take your pants off. No, no. Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? No, put your pants on. You put your pants on. Oh, put your pants on. What are you doing, little kid? You're walking around with your diaper. You got to put your pants on. It's family time. You got to put your pants on. You got to put your pants on. You can't go walking around in a diaper. You got to put your pants on.
You can't go walking around.
Oh, you have to just do a flip. Flip time. Flip time. Uh-oh, my microphone fell. Oh, my microphone fell. Oh, my gosh. Put your pants on.
Put your pants on. Put your pants on.
Uh-oh, there's JoJo. We got to go get him. Put your pants on. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Here, wait, here. Here, hold on to this. You can talk into this as much as you want. Just hold on to it really good.
Hello? 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 Oh, yeah. Where are you guys? Yeah. Hello? 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 Hello?
Oops. Uh-oh. The microphone tip fell off. Here. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Put that right on the tip. Right on the tip. You got it. You got tip. It. Go ahead. Tell the people who are listening to you right now. Tell them what... How old you are? How old are you?
5.
Oh yeah. And what are some of your favorite things? What do you like to do?
Having my birthday.
Oh, boy, you back on. I'm like, oh my goodness. Thank you. Oh boy. It's workout time. You want to do wheelbarrow?
Hiking, running canyon, he didn't get out of breath.
Just keep talking.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh, are you all right? Is everything cool? Oh, geez. Hold on.
Is that Ella's cup?
JoJo, stay here, bud. Ella, don't drink out of the purple cup anymore. You're thirsty, huh? He's been drinking a lot of, I mean, it's good.
That's good, yeah.
He's been drinking a ton of fluid.
Say Chip.
That's good.
Yeah. And we have to put his medicine in his Chip. Drink,
what's
it
with
which
Dada?
Is fine.
What's it with me?
Because he drinks it right up pretty quickly.
That's good.
Yeah.
Chip.
Chip.
Hey, wipe your nose. Wipe JoJo's nose. Dad's nose? Do you see that? Because that's what I see on it.
Big tower.
Big tower, yeah. Let's do a big tower. Hang out. Hang out right there, little guy.
Come on, buddy.
So Josh, Paula was telling me about this guy that all he does, I guess he has a very calming stare. And all he'll do is, he doesn't talk to anyone. People will pay $100 for an hour.
Squeezing out.
For an hour, he'll just stand up on stage and just stare at the audience. And just smile at everyone. Just stand up on the stage, smile at everyone.
He gets paid to do that?
Yeah. And he, like, people give him, like, these like peace awards, like of peacefulness and stuff.
How did you find out about this guy?
Paulo showed it to me. He's been fascinated with this. He heard about this guy apparently. Bato or something. I forgot what his name is, but he's this guy that has become internationally famous somehow for just standing on a stage, staring at the audience, and people are crying in the audience. Everything is silent in the audience. Everyone is crying, and they're just like, he has the most calming look about him.
Why are they crying?
Because I guess he just makes them very calm or something. And maybe it looks fake. It looks fake.
I'm so calm.
Oh. I feel so relaxed
like
right now.
Crazy churches that people go to and they like shake the people.
Oh yeah. And they shake the people. Yeah.
You watched the video?
I did. You were showing it to me, and you were there. Was like,
I can't believe you didn't know about that.
I know I didn't.
It's something that you would have discovered in your searching.
Well, he goes. He's like, we got to figure out a way to really.
No.
What do you say? No. We got to figure out a way to leverage this. Come on. Let's figure out a way. I go, well, you know, Paulo, recently I kind of invented this character named Kaleidoscopic Jesus. Maybe he does that. maybe he takes off his kaleidoscope glasses. Oh, thank you. And he just looks at the audience for like, you know, could you imagine going to an open mic? And there it is. Oh, okay, can we please have up Kaleidoscopic Jesus? I go up there and then I take off my glasses. And I'm just looking at everyone for a full 5 minutes. And I'll be like, he's world-renowned. You know, maybe I could have someone up there who introduces me. You know, so it sounds like I've got like this.
Red wine.
He's world-renowned.
Come up with a big backstory.
Oh, yeah.
The sip is always bitter.
The Bohemian, you know, he's from Bohemia.
Used to service.
Those little glasses.
Oh, yeah?
My grandparents, they'd always have different sized bottles. They'd go from like little, you know, glasses, like real tiny ones, all the way up to bigger ones.
Graduating?
I always kind of wondered why. It was like fine china almost. Okay, I'm done with that.
But it's not done with you. Ooh, I need to hear those sips.
They used to go down the streets.
Uh huh.
The peddlers. All day long. One, the peanut man, popcorn man.
Oh,
the peanut man. He had different kinds of nuts. He had them in little trays.
Was he pushing a cart around or? Oh,
he'd have little trays. They were about so big, and he'd have different kind of nuts in each tray.
Wow.
And you bought them by. Gave you a little bag about this big. It was like 5 cents. Fill the bag up.
It's interesting.
And then the old ladies, because nobody drove a car. Most people didn't even have one car.
Wow.
Well, you know, you're talking about.
So you just took the L everywhere? Just took trains?
What?
They didn't have the L back then?
Well, yeah, they had an L.
They had a train.
Okay. 1900, they had an L. It was made out of wood.
Oh, wooden train.
And I had a friend whose aunt.
Or trolley.
Going downtown, and they called that the loop because the loop was called the loop because you heard that term?
Yeah.
Turnaround. The reason it was a turnaround around the circumference of the loop.
Incredible!
And
I never knew that.
Turn came back around.
Whoa!
That was the term loop. That's how the loop got its name.
And it's always
I never knew that. That's incredible. I would always hear that term, the loop, and I knew that that was kind of like...
Yeah. Well, that was an old-fashioned name that was created in her days when they put that elevator up.
Had the loop too.
Incredible.
But those were wooden cars.
Wow.
The wooden cart, I had a friend in 1948, I think it was, she burned. Burned alive.
She burned alive where?
In the one of the trains caught on fire. Everybody in the train
oh,
burned.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I never heard of that.
I was a little boy, yeah.
Sheesh.
And they had street. They didn't have buses. They had streetcars.
Mm.
They were trolleyed.
So they had trolleys in Chicago. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. Big time.
40s and
50s. Just like these lines are. They'd have them running down the street, and they have tracks in the middle of the street, and they'd have cobblestones.
I had no idea there were trolleys back then. At what point did they stop using trolleys?
I would say probably in the early 50s.
Oh.
They were using bus-type trolleys by that time. But they still used the electrical line down the middle of the street.
Incredible. So then what they do, they just took out all those tracks? They just.
But it was raining by you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they eventually took them out. And then they paved over.
Well, it stopped right before we left.
It's a wow. It's a shame that they stopped that. It's always neat to see those trolleys.
They were cumbersome.
Oh, they were?
Knocking them out.
They didn't have heat in them or anything.
So. Oh. In the pictures I saw, they looked like they were always open.
No rain.
Right? Were they always open?
Might as well, because they didn't have heat.
Mm.
So the people would go inside, you know, they were bundled up.
Oh, my God. In the winter.
They wore heavier clothes.
Mm.
If you look at their pictures, everything had long, everybody had hats on, they had long coats,
yeah, right.
Mufflers, whatever they could to keep themselves warm. Boots.
Wow.
And everybody walked. She walked to school. I walked to school, but it wasn't that far. But where she walked was pretty far. And,
I'm not going to do this.
Choppy chopper.
Even the fruit and vegetable guy.
Jojo, no.
From down the street. At that time, when she was young, they had a horse and buggy.
Wow.
They didn't have a truck.
Right.
Then later on, the trucks came. But they had the horse and buggy, and the people would go right to the back, and the peddler would come out and sell his products.
That's incredible. So, like, it was kind of like a...
The store came
I'm thinking of like the ice cream man, but this was just all kinds
came,
of different.
They had ice cream men too. But the store came to you because they didn't have transportation, and they had a million kids in the house, so they couldn't leave the house.
Wow!
They never left the house. Ask her how many times her mother left the house.
Oh my gosh!
They couldn't. There was too many people around. She had 11 kids.
Wow!
That's like supervision. You think two kids? That's nothing.
Oh yeah.
They were graduated. They were 20, 25 years apart.
Oh.
So the older ones took care of the younger.
I was just going to say, some of them, yeah, took care of the other ones.
They're like a midwife.
Wow. It's incredible. What are you guys building over there? Ella, you want to go help them out with that? I'm going to grab another. Brewski McFruskington. I'm going to go get another. Josh, either of you guys want something to drink? You want something? Another Brewski? As you can hear, folks, we're talking about trolleys. We're talking about the good old days. Why, hello there. We're here with Ella right now. You follow me over here. Oh, can you open that for me, please? I'm afraid I'm going to spill these beer cans. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Am I going to take a picture out there?
Yep.
I think I will. That is such a good, that's a good idea. Bless you, bless you. Oh my goodness, bless you, bless you. Oh my goodness, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Are you sneezing again? Sometimes, how many times do you, bless you. How many times have you sneezed in a row before? Ooh, that's like six. That's probably six. Okay, let's keep going. See if we can reach 20. Are you still sneezing?
Mm-mm.
I have a feeling there's another one hiding in there. Do you feel it? Do you feel the tickle in the nose? I sometimes sneeze 10 times in a row. How about you?
No.
No? You just sneezed six.
Three?
I think you sneezed like five or six right
three.
There. Like,
what?
Sneeze,
I sneezed three.
Sure. Three?
Sneeze
three?
I sneezed three times.
Three times. I sneezed
10 times?
I think 10. And I almost want to say maybe there was another time where I even sneezed 12. Isn't that crazy to sneeze that many times? Have you ever met anyone who sneezes like this? They're like, achoo, 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 achoo. And they just sneeze really fast. Have you ever met someone like that?
No.
I have on a couple of occasions, and it's really quite interesting. Oh, there's that interesting sound maker. Let's see where that... Let's make some crazy sounds with that one.
Crazy sounds with
mm-hmm. This little giblet right here. So crazy. Oh, so strange, right? Such a crazy sound. Oh, yeah. And then I'll turn it upside down. Oh, my goodness. Let's try that again. Ready? Oh, wow. Okay, now go ahead. Turn it upside down, and we're going to try an experiment. Okay, now try to shake it as it goes down. See, well, flip it upside down and then shake it while it's going down. See if, this way, up and down. See if it starts sounding like it laughs. Oh, that's weird. Ooh, that is so interesting. I swear that sounds like an alien sound, right? That could easily be like an alien sound. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do the wheelbarrow back over there.
You wanna do the wheelbarrow?
Yep.
Alright. Alright, folks, more. We will present more to you later. Rain's coming through. Okay, so how do you spell your last name again? You had it, right?
E-L-E-N-D-N. No! C-L-E-N-D-N-I-N.
Oh, yeah, do it again.
C-L-E-N-D-N-I-N.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to do it again.
Oh, yeah, say it again.
C-L-E-N-D-N-I-N.
Oh, all right, let's wait for Grandma. Let's wait for Grandma to come through.
Ready. Yeah, go get your food before it rains.
Oh, yeah, guys, here we go. Back through here. Yeah, we'll make it. It's going to be delicious.
We're going to make it. Hey, look at this Christmas tree.
That is good. Food time.
Get a rain.
Oh, you're picking up your trucks? Your little picking up your trucks and cars? So, oh, yeah, all your little cars.
So
good job, Jojo.
If I get you, then you got to try to chase me.
Okay, Jojo, you want to join in this game? You want to join in the game? Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hold on, let me hang up. You know what? I haven't seen Simpsons in a while.
Crazy that it's still on.
That's amazing. How many seasons has Simpsons been on, you think?
I think it's 25 or something. They say that it's the longest
it
running.
It may not end for another couple of years.
How great is that?
Oh, look at the paintings.
Interesting. How interesting is this little...
People still watch it, dude. The ratings are really high.
Come on, buddy.
It's rated like one of the top 50 shows.
There's no reason to stop it if it's still...
Yeah.
Top 50 shows for families.
Jojo, come on. You guys, Ella.
For
Ella,
families.
Honey,
honey. It's amazing because I bet you they recognize so much of the characters and themselves. Fox is notorious for just canceling shows before they even give them a chance.
Too.
Oh, yeah, Family Guy.
When it started.
Hey, Jojo.
Yeah, remember they moved it to Cartoon Network? And then,
oh, yeah.
Then they brought it back.
Oh, yeah.
So happy. And it's been on since.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be on again.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
I love the fact that there are all these unicorns painted on the streets,
Boss
right?
Burgers. That's
I've seen a portion of that. I've seen a portion. How long has that been around? A
couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Bob's Burgers.
I think 5 seasons now.
Oh, have you seen Archer?
Yes.
I think one of the voices of one of the guys
Archer.
In Bob's Ar- Yeah, yeah.
I love that show.
Oh, my gosh. It's so clever. It's so
Danger
smart.
Danger Island, was it?
Uh-oh.
No.
You know what? I've never seen Danger Island.
Oh, that's the new one.
Danger Island.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Oh my gosh. Is that like a Johnny Quest kind of show?
Let's start walking.
No, they're on
stop,
an island and like a bunch of stuff happens.
And he's ripping them out.
A bunch of bad stuff happens.
Sounds like he ripped his shorts with that one. Oh. Was that you?
He's ripping them out.
Yeah.
Are you downwind?
Yeah. Brown wind?
Brown wind. No. Downwind of the brown wind.
Look what
he's wearing. Oh, you've given me wings. She's giving me wings over here. Ooh, shoo. It's like a cape.
Yeah.
You made my shirt into a cape.
He's got a cape, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a cape.
So, Chris, what do you think?
He's got a cape,
everybody.
He's got a cape.
So what do you think makes Yacht Rock... what do you think, Chris, and then I'll ask Josh, what do you think makes Yacht Rock Yacht Rock?
It's just... The way it sounds, it just makes you want to go on a boat and, like, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got all the beautiful women with the summer dresses,
mm-hmm,
and they're drinking their wine or, you know, whatever. They're fine wine.
They're fine wine. They're piña coladas.
Maybe smoking cigarettes, but I don't like that. I don't like that.
Living the life. I
no,
love it.
I don't like I love that. No cigarettes.
It's so great. They're living the life, smoking cigarettes.
Virginia
I love
Slims.
That's Virginia, yeah, Virginia, the really thin ones. Didn't Uncle Arnie used to smoke Virginia Slims? Didn't he used to smoke those or something? I can imagine him doing that. Yeah.
He'd smoke whatever was on sale, but
oh, yeah.
One time I asked him for this long pack, it was like this. He handed me the cigarette, it was super thin.
Oh, here, let me hold this hand. Yeah, hold this hand.
I think I had one once.
So, Josh, what do you think is Yacht Rock?
I think
I love deer repentance.
You know, it's interesting because I've heard songs that they say like on a yacht rock radio station that I don't feel in my mind are yacht rock.
Mm.
Like Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, like a Stevie Wonder. I wouldn't think Stevie Wonder's yacht rock.
Yeah.
I imagine is like
Bee Gees?
A late 70s, maybe early 80s.
Bee Gees.
I think that it obviously has a certain sound. If they talk about boats or anything about the ocean, that's obviously really...
Oh, yeah, a little lion.
You know, that's an obvious...
right.
That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's the low-hanging fruit.
Go pet him! Go pet him!
Oh, on the way back, for sure.
But
if it's
love song,
soft sounding, if it's friendly, if it's happy, if it's like if it's singable, you can sing along with that. I mean,
yeah, yeah,
and easy lyrics and you know, things that are not too complicated, easy listening. I guess is what I'm.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm
like Gary Wright
and like happy music, like stuff that you kind of get.
Oh, wait,
I got an example.
That's what makes me Redbone. When I think of.
Redbone.
I'm not familiar with Redbone.
Come and get your love.
Yeah, there you
ooh,
go.
Ooh, that does sound like that would be a good one.
Yacht rock song. And then also, You Are the Woman.
Da, 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 but then there's also, I think Firefall. There could also be, some of the songs, there could be a little bit of a cheesiness to it, too.
Oh, yeah,
and
like
I think
Pablo
that's
Cruz.
Appealing. Like, that could be
oh, yeah,
very,
Pablo Cruz.
Uh-huh. He's got a couple.
We started doing that. Love will find a way.
Oh, I love
we started
that.
Doing
yeah.
that one.
That's a great one.
I love that one, yeah. I grew up with that song.
Yeah, probably what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, it's almost, yeah, like easy listening, soft rock. I'm thinking of,
really
like, laziness for some reason.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Dude, totally
like,
lazy.
It's like, time to relax. It's time to get lazy.
No artistic, like, value or quality.
Well,
kind of sloppily put together.
Well, what's crazy, though, is that Steely Dan is considered yacht rock, and yet that is very complicated stuff,
really,
which is crazy.
I know.
But you know what's funny? I wouldn't consider Steely Dan yacht rock. If someone asked me to name, like, yacht rock bands, I wouldn't think of Steely Dan. I love that you guys play it because you do it well. And,
oh, thank you.
And yeah, I mean, it sounds phenomenal, but I don't think of it as yacht rock.
It is a tricky thing. Come on. Yeah, it's tricky because the... come on. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Can you say good boy? No. No, you don't grab that microphone. You don't grab that microphone. You're moving really well for a boy your age. All right, round the corner. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What were you going to say about the Steely?
Oh, well, what's crazy...
Oh, yeah.
What's it? The Steely. That's great. What a great way of describing the Steely Dan. Like, for people who love Steely Dan, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see the Steely.
And it's so funny. And maybe the
Steely.
People that watch it are the Steelys. Maybe
yeah, the Steelys.
That.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the Followers?
Oh, yeah.
But Fleetwood Mac is classified as a good yacht rock band. You know,
boy,
it?
It's such a crazy thing, because...
I guess I wouldn't think of that
Dreams
yacht rock
is
either.
A really good yacht rock song.
It was my shirt
also,
on your face.
Put it this way, like, I've thought further about it.
Yeah.
I think, in my mind, it's hard to say, like, if a whole band, can like, their whole catalog is yacht rock. I think...
Good way of putting
Steely
it.
Steely Dan...
Mm-hmm.
In general, isn't yacht rock, but they have some songs that sound yachty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they could be played as yacht rock.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what made me think of that was the Eagles. Like,
right.
I think that there's Eagles songs that are yacht rock for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not all their songs are yacht rock.
Right,
right,
right.
So,
true.
So,
like Life in the Fast Lane.
Yeah.
So like we're doing, right now we're doing one of these nights, and, well, we just started doing Hotel California.
One. Oh, yeah.
Desperado, that would be a good
yacht rock. Oh, gosh, that is a great one. It's interesting because the guy, okay, so Yacht Rock, it started as a video series, and basically what it was a parody of how Hall & Oates and Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross and Kenny Loggins, like all of that inner working, it was almost a recreation, you know, maybe some of the facts were true, but they pretty much, I think, made up a lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these guys who would show how they got together or how they would come up with songs, and sometimes they'd battle each other in the streets and stuff. And so this video series, Yacht Rock.
What do you see, buddy?
Airplane. He's saying airplane.
Airplane?
Airplane. Airplane.
Where?
It was right up.
Airplane.
Jojo, there it is. Airplane.
Oh, right up there.
Airplane. Jojo, look. Airplane.
Wow. You see it?
Here.
Look, he's put his hand in front of his face.
You see the air? Jojo, that way. Airplane.
Look, Jojo.
Airplane. Ella, stop. Airplane?
I remember when Ella, oh my gosh, she said, Ella, when you were his age, you were saying helicopter a lot, which was great. Every time you saw helicopters, you're going, helicopter. Oh my God, that is cute. Oh yeah, we got to get that. So the Yacht Rock guys consider,
What?
What do you see?
Oh, were you pointing at me?
Yeah.
The Yacht Rock guys?
So the Yacht Rock guys, they consider certain songs Yacht Rock, and if they don't consider it Yacht Rock, they call it Nyacht Rock. And so they're on Twitter, and like people ask them, hey, Yacht Rock, or hey guys, is this song considered Yacht Rock?
Yeah.
And they'll say, on the Yachty scale, it's, you know, 49%. You know, so like basically they have this sheet. You can download this sheet. They have a page. So there are three or four of these guys who are involved with making Yacht Rock, the video series. So they each rate, percentage-wise, how much they think a song is Yacht Rock or not. So it's crazy.
But
like,
is there characteristics that, like, they weigh it out? Like, okay, it's got this, you know, it's got a steel drum, or it's got a, you know, or it's got, you know what I mean? It has a certain beat to it, or it's...
Well, that's the crazy puzzling
or
thing.
Or lyrics or something that make it boom, boom, boom.
You might get a guy who believes a song is, like, 85% Yacht Rock. Another guy thinks it's only 35%. And you're going, okay, what is the element about that that makes this guy lean on that side and go, this is it, or this side is that side? So I think what happened, for instance, I think the very first Yacht Rock band was Yacht Rock Review.
Okay.
And those guys started, you know, I think they started kind of playing the music and the artists that were mentioned in the Yacht Rock video series, you know, to kind of do that. Now these guys are branching off and they're starting to do... like Billy Joel songs. Some of these, sometimes they'll do like an entire Led Zeppelin album in concert. But they're still called Yacht Rock Review. Or Just the Way You Are sounds like a good one.
He must.
And that's the tricky thing too, sometimes with Yachtly Crew. It's like trying to figure out, they'll go, oh no, we can't do that song. That one's a little too slow. And I go, well, just give them fair warning before you play. Just say, hey, this one's for the lovers. This one's a slow dance time for you guys.
Right.
And then, bam, there you go. No problem, no issues. And then back to a Steely Dan or something. And,
Here, you hang on to his
hand. He doesn't have to hold hands if he doesn't want to, as long as he doesn't run out in the street.
So it's quite interesting to see what is considered what by who, you know.
Well, how about you? What are your thoughts? Like, when you hear...
Boy.
Is there anything you guys play where you're like, I don't really feel like it's Yacht Rock?
Or do you feel like we do every day. Oh gosh, what is that? Oh my gosh.
I think I know.
Give Me the Night. Oh, Give Me the Night. Alright. All night. So we'll do that song, but I don't really think it. I don't think it's Yacht Rock.
I agree with you. I really think it is. I don't think it is. Jojo, come on.
Oh, give me the night.
Come on, baby.
Early 80s, right?
That's not their house. Come on.
Come on, Jojo.
Yeah, I don't think that is either. That's more of like a. Not disco, but it's kind of like a, you know, like a. Maybe an R&B pop kind of.
Yeah, so it's a tricky thing. And then we were also practicing the song.
Honey, don't trip him, please.
September, the song. September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah. And so that was a song that I don't know if we ever actually played that live. I know we've rehearsed it on many occasions.
Don't rock the boats.
Oh, wait, let me think. Wait, don't can you sing a little bit? Well, how does that one go?
Don't rock the boat.
It's like a disco song, right?
A little bit.
But that Earth, Wind, and Fire
it's a
song,
tricky thing.
I wouldn't think that's Yacht Rock. I love that song, but I don't think it's Yacht Rock.
I know, it's such a tricky...
No, that's like a dance party, like a... It's just not. It's not in the same vein as the other
It's such
yacht
a tricky
stuff.
Thing, you know? Yeah. I guess when I think of, like, for instance, in the very beginning, I think for two shows we did Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty. They're like, we will never do that song again. And I'm like, all right, but why not?
That's
like,
totally
okay,
Yacht
like,
Rock
like,
to
no,
me.
It sounds like, yeah.
It's right there.
That is
there.
Right
down the line.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, it's so smooth.
Uh-huh.
It's just got that smoothness.
No, baby. We're going in.
I think they think because it's too slow, or kind of slow, you know, they want upbeat stuff where everyone's dancing.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes people want to be dancing close. You sure. know, sometimes they want to be. So it's a tricky thing. It's a really tricky, because you know, even Yacht Rock Radio or the Sirius XM or whatever that's called, yeah. they got a sort of a Yacht Rock thing going on.
Oh yeah, I know.
And so
and then Slacker Radio too.
Yeah, so each of those people are playing what they think is Yacht Rock. So it's like such an interesting.
Yacht Rock on every different app is different.
It's so interesting. You know, it'd be neat to boil down, like, okay, what are the common elements that they think, like, what are the common songs that they play equally? You know, that'd be interesting.
They go for a walk and then they
scratching his buttocks.
I just saw Kirk doing it a little bit.
I learned it from you.
Good job, Ella. Very, very.
Well, looks like someone left their bottle here.
Oh, yeah. Bottle. Oh, yeah, someone did. Oh, I'll bring it in the other room for us. Okay, so here we go. Slag Climbers of America, bless you. Slag Climbers of America, bless you. Eat it before it gets cold. Bless you. Slag Climbers of America, bless you. Slag Climbers of America, bless you. Eat it before it gets cold. Bless you. Slag Climbers of America, bless you. Slag Climbers of America,
bless you.
Eat it before it gets cold.
Bless you.
Yes. Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you.
Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you.
Eat it before it gets cold.
Bless you.
Slag Climbers of America. Bless you.
Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you. Eat it before it gets cold. Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, that's good. That is good. That was good. That was actually a really good song. Are you going to remember this every time you run up and down the slides? Yeah.
Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you. Slag Climbers of America. Bless you.
What was the first one that we did?
Slag Climbers of America. Oh, I think we said Slag Climbers of America. Whoa. I think that's what we did first, right?
America.
Whoa. Slag Climbers of America. Whoa. Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. That was actually good harmonization. That was really good harmonization. Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you.
Bless you. Slag Climbers of America. Bless you. Slag Climbers of America.
Bless you.
Oh my gosh.
Now let's play hide and seek.
That's good. You wanna play hide and seek?
Yeah.
I know you guys are getting ready to go in your car so you guys go back to Tennessee.
One quick one.
So you wanna do one hide and seek? One hide and seek?
Just a couple.
Okay, just a couple. Okay, so let's see. First, let's scope out the area. Let's see where our good hiding spots before.
No, if we show somebody where our hiding spots are gonna be, then we'll know where the
that's
true. We'll know where you'll be.
That's so true. That is so true. Okay, how about this? I will go in that corner. I'm gonna go in that corner, and then I'm gonna count. I'm gonna count to.
I'll be the hider. I'm not really good at being the hider. Can you please be the hider first?
You want me to hide first? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know how to count to 20? Let's do a test.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 20, 10, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 7, 38, 39, 40.
So you can count pretty high.
Yeah.
So you can go to 40, basically.
Yeah, 40.
Okay, how about this? You count over here. Okay, or actually you close your eyes. You can sit right here, close your eyes. And then you count to 30.
Okay.
And then I will find some place to hide. Okay? Oh yeah, oh yeah. All right. Oh yeah, I will. Remember to count. All right, let's see here. I'm gonna hide. Oh, I'm gonna hide in the shower. Me.
see your shadow. I see your shadow. I see your shadow.
You saw my shadow back there? Well, now you hide.
No,
I'm gonna find you now. You want me to hide again?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you are so smart. You saw my shadow.
No, you find a better place.
You want me to hide again?
So, I want to
count
to a
really
different
good
number.
What number do you want to count to? 20?
No.
10.
How about 3 is the easiest number? 4, 5, 6?
Okay, you can count to 6 if you want.
Okay, 6.
Okay, and I'll go hide. She's going to count to 6. I'm going to go hide.
Uh-oh, she's looking. All right, here we go. Oh! All right, let's see if she finds me. I'm hiding in here with the coats.
Nobody's in here. Nobody's in here.
Nobody's in here.
Nobody's in here. There's nobody in here with the jackets. Is it funny? You knew it was me.
I'll do it.
No, you're gonna hide. I'll count to
50.
10. 50. I'll count to 50, and you find good hiding spot.
I
want to
get a picture of you and Josh.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Oh, I love that idea. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, you're still trying to hide? Okay, whoops. Okay, hold on. Let's pretend I didn't see in here.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.